Welcome to another edition of Course Talk, brought to you by Course Avenue and our gov.education brand. I'm Nina Flores, here to bring some energy and clarity to your day, especially if you're staring at a mountain of regulatory text.
And I'm Eli Mercer, ready to ask all the questions you're secretly thinking and hopefully make this whole Medicaid managed care thing a little less intimidating.
Today, we're diving into our latest course, Medicaid Managed Care State-Directed Payments, Proposed Regulatory Changes. And wow, Eli, the source material for this course is 67 pages of dense regulatory speak. It's, let's just say, not exactly bedtime reading.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've ever wondered how someone takes 67 pages of legalese, say, and turns it into something you can actually use, this course is the answer. We took all that, trimmed the fluff, and focused on exactly what you need to know about the proposed changes.
Right. And what you get here isn't just a summary. The course walks you through why these changes matter, what the agency's really trying to do, and how your own voice can actually shape the final rule. It's not just top-down. Public participation is a big part of this.
Exactly. There's a whole section, well, more than one, dedicated to the comment process, like, how do you submit your feedback? How do you actually see what other people are saying? And if you've ever wondered if those public comments just disappear into the void, this course answers that too.
And honestly, that's huge. Because it means you're not just learning what's changing, you're learning how to have a say before it's set in stone. The course also spells out the big new definitions, so you're not left scratching your head at terms like expansion state or grandfathered total dollar amount.
Yeah, and those definitions aren't just academic. They impact real things, like who gets paid what and how states set up their contracts. The course helps you spot those changes and, more importantly, know what to look for in your own work.
Exactly. And for anyone who works with Medicaid managed care or even just wants to stay ahead of the curve, this course is like your shortcut to understanding not just the payment limits and exceptions, but also the timelines and transition rules. No more guessing what compliance really means this time.
And for folks who are allergic to jargon, there's a whole module about transparency and plain language. We want you to get the point without feeling like you need a law degree.
And we cap it all off with next steps, where to find updates, how to stay engaged, and how this rule might shift as people like you weigh in. So if you want to stay informed, have a real impact, and actually understand the changes coming your way, this course is totally worth your time.
So if you don't want to risk missing an important detail or getting blindsided by new requirements, take the course. We promise it's way friendlier than those 67 pages of regulatory text. And who knows, you might even laugh once or twice along the way.
Thanks for tuning in to Course Talk. Check out gov.education for more resources. And as always, keep asking questions and making your voice heard. See you next time.